I just talk about the coming back off the bye week and trying to get back in the win column.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's unfortunate how the last game went, but you got to move on. And it's good to have some time to yourself with your family to kind of refresh your batteries a little bit, reflect on the things that you've done, reflect on what you could get better at and how you're going to approach the second half. And it's going to be interesting to see how this team takes that approach.
What is the approach of the second half? What do you all have to, you know?
I think we can only control what we can control. You know, I think that there's things that we need to do better just as an entire football team. And obviously there's subgroups and offense, defense, special teams, but we just got to play better as a team. And I think everybody knows and understands that. And we just have to go out and do it. It's nothing more than that.
Is there a delicate balance for you guys where you stand, where you want to make that play to win the game, but don't try to do too much to try to do that?
Yeah, you know, there's a balance with everything. Everything in life, there's a balance, and it's good to have that mentality to make the play to win the game. And every play's got to be like that and feel like that. But obviously, it has to do within the confines of the system or what we're trying to do on defense or offense or special teams. But that sense of urgency definitely needs to be there.
Bye week come at the right time. I mean, how do you think you guys would have reacted if had you had to go back out the next week and play?
I think it would have been fine, honestly. I think the weeks leading up to that we were, you know, there were areas where we are getting better. Obviously not in the win column, it's not good enough. But there are areas that we are getting better, and it looked like we were on the course of putting together a pretty good game. And, you know, we had some breakdowns and whatnot, and that type of thing happens, and it can get your morale down a little bit. But the best thing, I think, for athletes is that you get another opportunity. And if we didn't have the bye week, you know, this past week, I think guys would have been anxious to get back on the field and get that taste out of their mouth.
Devin mentioned it's time to kind of cut loose. Is that a mentality that other teammates have, that this is time to just kind of just play all out, go 100%?
Yeah, you have to, you know, because at this point in time, just with our record and kind of how the league's going, you just that's all you can control. And regardless if that was our record, that should be the mentality either way. You know, everyone's still being evaluated regardless of kind of how this season ends up. So you have to approach it in a professional manner. You got to be ready to play and ready to play your best football each and every single time you step on the field.
Or is there a challenge coming, having a week off, to coming back, to getting back into the rhythm of playing again?
I think so. And especially, you know, with us going to London and the time change there, and, you know, guys may have traveled and gone to a different time zone and things of that nature, and coming back here and kind of getting the swing of things. And I'm appreciative of this day, honestly, because you get to go out, run around, kind of get your feet underneath you. And then we got the day off on Tuesday. You know, you come in, do some extra work, just kind of getting the rhythm of being back here and the routine that you need to kind of get in for the football season. And, you know, it better not be an excuse. I know that. But we should be fine.